an interesting question from this devotee who was asking whether he should allow his children to have religious class, particularly Catholic religious class, because the child's grandparents are insisting on it. Of course, we're talking about a devotee and a devotee's children. So it's an interesting topic. In principle, if we're talking about teaching comparative religions to a grown-up or a maturing devotee, then one would think that there would be no problem in something like that. However, two factors bring up possible complications. The first one is that for a young child who's learning Krishna consciousness, getting absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he's not getting comparative religion, but he's actually being taught in a Catholic school, Catholic theology as the theology, as the way of understanding God and spiritualizing one's own life, then he'll naturally come across certain conflicting ethics with Krishna consciousness, such as why are we vegetarians when others are not obliged to be vegetarians, Christians, our concept of God as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cowherd boy, in comparison to, for instance, God as being the Father, in one sense a sort of impersonal, unnamed Father. How does a child, and why should a child have to balance out these conflicting opinions? On his own, he certainly won't be able to. It will have to be the duty of the parents for them to do that. If a adult or a teenager is learning comparative religions, where he's learning the value of eternal religious principles that are found in world religions, and where he's being taught the different features, different aspects of different types of religions, without any one of them being emphasized as this is your religion, this is the way to worship, this is the way to live and purify yourself, it becomes much easier to compare that and consolidate it with Krishna consciousness. But this isn't what the question is about. Rather, what one would see is that a child is being taught two different ways of life, two different religions. One is Krishna consciousness, and the other is what is being taught in the school. I would personally not put my child into that type of situation. Mind in any way my child learning comparative religions and learning what other people believe. But I would not put a young child into a certain situation where he's now being told by two people that he trusts, one is his teachers and the other his parents, that there are two different gods, there are two different ways to God, and he's now stuck with having to make a decision between them. And generally, young children won't be making a decision between them, but they'll be unfortunately placed into a situation of conflicting views, which probably when they grow up may lead to them rejecting both those views, or at least thinking that they'd have been put through an unnecessary exercise for what particular gain. So in answer to the question, should young children be given training in another religious discipline other than Krishna consciousness because the grandparents want it, I wouldn't do it. I would have no objection to their learning objectively about the different types of religion, which can then give them a world view of how it is that other people do believe, and how we as Krishna conscious people also believe. Hare Krishna.